Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. PAHO calls for unity in the Caribbean to strengthen economies. COP27 implements an agreement to provide funding to vulnerable countries affected by natural disasters. Small craft warning is in effect for Barbados for the next 3 days. The U.S. Coast Guard offloads over $100 million in illegal drugs seized in the Caribbean Sea, and a climate cost deal struck, but no fossil fuel progress. With your details, I'm Carol Toppin. The Pan American Health Organization is calling on Caribbean countries to band together to strengthen their economies from the impact of the pandemic and the possibility of other threats. This was asserted by the director of PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, during the 2022 Barbados Humanitarian Awards ceremony.
Small island developing states like Barbados have suffered disproportionately and are struggling to restart economies, to build resilience, to transform health systems while responding to and preparing for future threats. We in the Caribbean have been left even more vulnerable as we strive for equity and sustainable development. Our countries need our resolve and unwavering will to face this new, recurring, and continuous existential threats.
She added that there's a need to strengthen Caribbean solidarity.
To defend our collective rights and freedoms, to resist the attempts at neocolonialism, to call out and stand up to the barriers that are imposed upon us, which retard and threaten our development even further. It is only when we work together that we can guarantee justice, prosperity, peace, and equity for all our peoples. People are the nation's greatest assets. Let's come together like never before in the transformation of this country and the Caribbean.
Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne. Meantime, echoing Dr. Etienne's sentiment, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley referred to the United Nations COP27 summit breakthrough agreement to assist vulnerable countries affected by climate disasters. She stated that the agreement is an example of what unity can achieve.
The world celebrates for the first time that the nations of the world have come together in the last 24 hours and agreed to the establishment of a fund for loss and damage to bring about fairness and equity to the people who have been the victims and who have been on the front line of suffering when it comes to the climate crisis. We do not take this victory lightly, but we take the example of the victory that when we work together across nations, across countries, across classes, within nations, within communities, that we can achieve what we set out to.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Climate resilience scientist Dr. Carl Payne has projected that Barbados will receive significantly less rainfall in 20 years. Speaking on Brass Tacks Sunday, the UWI lecturer warns that based on projections, Barbados needs to improve its water resource management to avoid crisis.
As a scientist looking at the data, the evidence is clear. What do we see now? We see increasing levels of salinity. We see more extreme events like droughts, but when it does rain, it will be more intense, and the climate projections are dire. We're going to see up to 20 to 35% less rainfall by 2050. So how we manage water resources now and into the future is going to be even more and more critical if we're to stave off the most deleterious impacts on water availability, which is critical to socioeconomic development.
He explained how climate change can negatively affect our access to clean and safe water.
In Barbados, about 80% of our water comes from groundwater. As we see less rainfall on average, you know, you have less groundwater available. But as you see sea level rise, right, on top of reducing rainfall, you're going to see more salty water, which means less water available. And then how are we talking about food security when in the face of water insecurity? So there's a direct link between the climate crisis and a water crisis.
Scientist and University of the West Indies lecturer, Dr. Carl Payne. A small craft advisory is in effect for Barbados for above normal swell heights. The advisory issued by the Barbados Meteorological Office took effect from 6 p.m. yesterday and will expire on Wednesday morning at 6. High wind speeds across the central Atlantic are expected to cause deterioration in sea conditions, particularly across the eastern coast of Barbados, up until Wednesday. Swell heights are expected to be moderate to rough in open water, with swells ranging from 7 to 10 feet. All marine craft operators and beachgoers are asked to note that large open water swells can be hazardous to some vessels, and the operation of smaller vessels can be difficult at times due to the large swells. The Barbados Road Safety Association is appealing for a stricter legislation that will hold road offenders accountable for fatalities. The former president of the association, Charmaine Rowland Bowen, suggested a strategy that should be implemented. She spoke yesterday at a church service to recognize the United Nations World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims.
People who cause death on the roads or have been proven unfit to drive should lose their licenses for a minimum of 5 years, and then they should have to complete a compulsory traffic offenders course in line with defensive driving techniques. There is a need for the introduction of what we call a victim impact panels in this country to help assist with the rehabilitation of road traffic offenders.
She echoed the association's call for the implementation of breathalyzers.
We were hoping at least for this Road Safety Month to have the breathalyzer implementation in place, which was last scheduled to be rolled out earlier this year on All Fools Day, April the 1st, and was indefinitely put back with no future date announced by our Attorney General. We had hoped it would have been in effect before at least this year's holiday season.
Former President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Charmaine Rowland Bowen. The United States Coast Guard has seized approximately 5,363 pounds of cocaine worth an estimated $101 million. The drugs seized in the Caribbean Sea were offloaded in Port Everglades, Florida, on Friday. The Coast Guard said 11 suspected smugglers who were apprehended face prosecution in U.S. federal court by the Department of Justice. And finally, a historic deal has been struck at the UN's COP27 summit that will see rich nations pay poorer countries for the damage and economic losses caused by climate change. It ends almost 30 years of waiting by nations facing huge climate impacts. But developed nations are left dissatisfied over progress on cutting fossil fuels. This year's talks in Egypt came close to collapse and overran by 2 days. Lukewarm applause met the historic moment the Loss and Damage Fund was agreed in the early hours of Sunday, as a confusing and often chaotic 48 hours left delegates exhausted. The agreement is an important symbolic and political statement from developed nations that long resisted a fund that covers climate impacts like flooding and drought. Recapping the headlines, PAHO calls for unity in the Caribbean to strengthen economies. COP27 implements an agreement to provide funding to vulnerable countries affected by natural disasters. A small craft warning is in effect for Barbados for the next 3 days. The U.S. Coast Guard offloads over $100 million in illegal drugs seized in the Caribbean Sea. And climate costs deal struck, but no fossil fuel progress. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.